Yeah, so I've owned my own business for the last 2 or 3 years now, and yeah, it's definitely rewarding and obviously challenging at the same time, but I can't really complain. I'm more than financially stable to take care of myself and to start a family, buy a house, and really settle down. And I mean, he has just been absolute blessing. When I first met your son, I mean, I don't want to say it was love at first sight. You probably won't take that too seriously, but there was just something about him, and I knew I had to make him part of my life. He was just handsome and kind and funny, and we really just hit it off right away. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I almost forgot where I was for a second there. God. Oh, I'm blushing. I really feel so lucky and fortunate to have your son be a part of my life. Things have just been so fantastically great between us, and I'm just really lucky to have him, and he's incredible. I hope he feels the same, obviously. Who knows? I mean, we got this far. He must be fond of me, just as much as I am of him. What's that? Kids? Well, we're working. Well, no, we're not working on it. We've talked about it. It's just definitely huge responsibility and step in anyone's life, really. And we wouldn't want to jump into it too soon, because it's so hard to raise children, and they're you know they're hard to contain, and they can really become a handful. So that's definitely something we really want to wait for before grabbing hold of the challenge. Oh, I'm fine. The wine, this wine is so strong. I think I might have just had a bit more than anticipated. Oh wow, our checks are here. Great. That felt like it took forever. Well, thank you for the lovely meal. Really, everything was just picture perfect. Oh yeah, he always pulls my chair out for me. I don't think I've even touched a door handle the entire time we've been together. Here, we'll walk you two to your car. I really enjoyed meeting the both of you. You've raised a phenomenal man. You really have. He's the very definition of a gentleman. I feel so very lucky to have known him and to have him, and I would be over the moon to raise a son who is even half as wonderful. Now you. Holy fuck, what was that? No, like, I mean, I loved it, but Jesus Christ. Your mum gave me the weirdest look when I couldn't sit still in my damn chair. Damn it, man. You can't do that. I was trying to make them fall in love with me. You could have really ruined that for the both of us. I will admit, though, that was so fucking baby. get in the car right now. No, 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 no. Get in the back seat. Do you really think I'm going to drive all the way home this soaking wet? Nuh-uh. You fucking started this. Now you're going to finish it. You want to be naughty? Let's be naughty then, baby. Close the door behind you. You being so dirty in front of your daddy. Touching me inappropriately. Knowing that I couldn't do a single thing about it in front of your parents. You're such a fucking tease, aren't you? Do Mummy and Daddy know how naughty you are when you're with me? Do they know how you have me suck your cock when no one's around? And how you fuck me with my ass high up in the air? Do they know the dirty things you say to me? And how you suck on my tits? Getting me to call you daddy? Yeah. You're my daddy when we're alone, aren't I? Aren't you? Do you like that, daddy? Yeah? You want your dirty little slut calling you daddy, don't you? Say yes, baby girl. Say yes, my dirty little slut. These fucking clothes are getting in my way. Undo my skirt for me, will you, baby, while I kiss your neck? You looked so fucking hot in this suit tonight, by the way. But right now, it looks like shit. I want it off. Fuck! Why am I even wearing panties? You know how much I hate having to jump through so many hoops just to fuck you. I'm just gonna pull these to the side. Fuck. I am so fucking wet. You were just desperate for this, weren't you? You knew I wouldn't be able to take you home after what you just pulled in there. You are so devilishly good at what you do. I'll give you that. Now look at this. Dripping your pre-cum on my leather seats. You are so lucky that I love you. So, so lucky. Come here. Undo my shirt. And this bra. No, don't fucking toss it in the front. I wouldn't want a random stranger to see my tits. That's right. These windows are tinted, aren't they? Well, that's a fucking shame. I'm missing a good show. Now, give me that cock. You feel this pussy? Do you see what you did to this fucking needy, wet cunt of mine? Yeah. So hungry for you. Needing you. I think it's time for another family reunion. You ready? Of course you are. You've been begging for this the moment you touched my leg. Yeah, you started this, but unfortunately for you, you don't get to tell me when to stop. What would you do if I just grabbed your wrists and pinned you up against the window? Who's in control now, baby? Is it me? Is it you, Daddy? Or is it your sweet girl? I tell you when we're gonna fuck. or when we make love, or we're just fucking tonight, baby. As much as I love you, I just want to get off right now. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck, your cock feels so good. How does that feel, Daddy? Oh, to have you. Oh, you sweet, innocent girl. Oh, in control. I'm riding your cock for you. Oh. Oh, decide. Oh, exactly how deep. She takes you, and how fast we go. Oh, deciding when she gets to come. Oh, your baby is just gonna ride your cock until she comes. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't even care about the consequences, Daddy. You can do what the fuck you want to me later. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, I'm just gonna come on your cock, Daddy. Yeah. Oh, just to get you back for teasing me. Oh, through dinner. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Take me home. Oh. Oh, take me home.